for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. I'm serious.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Father God, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for your indwelling presence. We thank you for your indwelling power. We thank you for your indwelling witness. And Father God, your word says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. That's just a little reminder this morning. I tell you that God will make you into a God-made man or a God-made woman. But this morning, I just want to remind you that it is God who establishes you. And I wasn't even thinking about that until I went to the Bible Gateway to look something up this morning. And that's their scripture for the day. And I thought, thank you, God, for reminding me that not only do you make us, but you establish us also. And you know what? When God gets ready to establish you, he'll tell you. He will tell you. God told me prior to coming to South Carolina, he said, I'm going to establish you. And that's been a process. But God always keeps his word, always. So 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I thought that is such a powerful word that I'm going to put that. I'm going to print that out. I don't know if it printed or not. But brothers and sisters, I want to tell you this morning, I'm grateful. I am so ever grateful to God. I have a studio on my altar. On the altar. And I have an understanding even greater than ever before. I want to know if Melanie is on here this morning. Melanie from California. If you are, I need you to dial in the Blog Talk too. And I need, it's on my heart this morning to just, something funny happened yesterday. As soon as I can get up next week back on Roku TV, you'll see I have a shelf behind me. I love, I guess I I would be a hoarder if I didn't keep things in some kind of order. But I got another brain back there that I could look at, so I could pray for the brain. I used to pray for the brain every day. I used to do more praying over the brain, and I'm gonna pick that back up. But yesterday I was talking to a Texan, and actually they were talking to me. They called me up I love to laugh. I don't know about you, but I love to laugh. Melody from California, if you on the, I want you to come on the Blog Talk, press 1 if you can. But anyway, you know, when I played that I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross, that's been a favorite song of mine for years and years and years, ever since she first came out with it. And they from Texas. You know how Texas people are. They love Texas and everything about Texas. But she had me rolling, laughing, because she said the Lord told her to call me and tell me that I was like a bull rider coming out of shoot number 1 in a rodeo. That he reminded her of a rodeo and the bull rider coming out of shoot number 1. And she said, like, the bull rider that comes out of shoot number 1, everybody in the rodeo be waiting for that shoot number 1 and that bull rider, because that's usually the meanest bull in the whole rodeo. And I was laughing, and I said, yeah, okay, right. You know, I identify with that. I said, so I got to find me something that can keep that in front of my eyes, the bull rider coming out of shoot number 1 on whatever the bull's name. And lo and behold, before the day was out, I received this text to look in the mail, because they had sent me a replica of a rodeo bull rider on this huge black Texas Longhorn bull coming out of shoot number 1. So naturally, when I get him, I'm going to have to, that's where I'm at now. Like a bull rider coming out of shoot number 1. I love it. I love it. And I'm going to have a little replica to go back there on that shelf to look at it. Somewhere here I have a cowgirl. Somewhere, but it's probably downstairs. Brothers and sisters, this morning, all I wanted to do, all I desire to do this morning, is I want to talk to you. Because some of you I talk to, some of you I don't ever talk to. But I'm going to talk to all of you because, well, God kind of told me to do that. That's why. Some of you don't understand covering. And some of you, I've been your covering, whether you liked it or not, whether you knew it or not. As you were coming on this TED line and as you were on the Blog Talk, I've been your covering. And the Lord told me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. I'm so happy to hear that. And so I asked, in all of this that's been going on, I mean, I've been sabotaged. If you look back at my own life for the past 90 days, 120 days, something like that, it has been tumultuous. It has been a fierce battle. Fierce battle. And like most battles in the military, you have those battles where you have great, 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 great victory. And then you have those battles where you don't come out so good. You don't win them. But I could say, because of Jesus, I have never lost a battle. Honestly, I have never lost a battle. I could sit here today and tell you, even in the the devil used pressure. In the most intense battles with the most pressure, I've never lost a battle. Because I learned a long time ago who my boss was, who I worked for. You see, I cannot lose a battle. There's no way I can lose a battle. Because I have in front of me the fact that Jesus already won. So for me to lose a battle, I have to step outside of Jesus, who I know is my covering, but I have lots of prayer support. And this thing that the enemy tries to put in front of a lot of people that buy into lies is that they lost battles. And realistically, being honest, they have. So you don't get stuck. You don't get stuck on the battles that you didn't win. Because when it gets really, really fierce, you think back on the battles that you won and how you won. And if you won through Jesus Christ ever, you know, and you're convinced and you have confidence in the fact that I may have to take a little R&R here. I got to pull back out this battle, and I got to do what? Bracket it. And I need to see this through the eyes of Christ, because this cannot be. But you see, that's why the Bible says you have to be fully persuaded in your own mind. In your own mind. If you're fully persuaded you're a loser, you're a loser. And you won, you lost. You don't even have any business getting in the chute. Well, you'll never make it to chute number one in the first place. I thought about that bull rider, and I thought about what his mind or her mindset has to be or has to have been, or else they would never have made it to shoot number one in the first place. I've watched many, many rodeos. They used to have rodeos in Walterboro. Every year the rodeo would come to town. And every year, that's when I would have a whole bunch of people coming for deliverance. So I used to watch it on TV. And I used to watch that bull rider. Never given a thought to the fact that, you know, what he took to get there. And it isn't what you take to get there. It's what's required of you to stay in that number one position. I used to tell you, don't jump ship. Don't jump ship. But better than that, one of our house churches, and they're thriving, by the way. Our home Bible study groups have turned into churches, house churches. Now, all this while I'm going through, whatever. But you see, that's the difference between a leader and a follower. God made me a leader long before I came on here. I learned a long time ago. I can succeed at whatever I try. You should know. That's something you have to know. IETS out of the United States Army as a captain. When I was in the beer business working for Satan, I came in as a marketing executive and went on to the whiskey business and made vice president of a brand. The brand is still being sold today. It was sold before I came. But it was a successful brand called Crown Royal. Look at that name, Crown Royal. When I was in the beer business, I launched a brand called Miller Lite with beer. Because most of you know I come out the beer and the whiskey business. And I repent of it every day. The families that I help ruin through beer and whiskey. That's why I'm so determined. I told God every family that was lost because of a brand I was instrumental in building, that I would pay him back in souls. I've been successful all my life. What about you? But one thing that made me successful is I never quit. I never quit. If it didn't go right, I always had my good Baptist prayer life. If I ain't learned nothing else from the Baptist church, I learned how to pray. And pray until something happens. But I also learned that if you quit, you'll never win. You will never win if you quit. And some of you are satisfied with a mediocre life. Some of you are satisfied as a quitter. But glory be to God, I would rather. It requires a lot of patience to deal with losers. It requires a lot of patience to deal with people who are bound by the fact that they are victim, which is a lie. That requires a lot of patience, because they're not even satisfied that God is a winner, because God got to filter everything through their negativity. Sad. Sad. I know about that, not because I've ever been it. Because, see, I was born a black woman in America. I was a black child in America before I was a woman. I had black parents in America. And you know what they told me? You can be anything you want to be. You can have anything you want to have. If you're willing to, one, go to school and learn how it works, and number two, work for it. And don't stop until you accomplish it. Whatever you are, and having been outside of this nation, having been around the world, you hear me? I've been around the whole world, not one time, not two times, but the last time I had the opportunity of working with the United States Army journalism team when the Army went from the draft to all volunteer, with that team, I had a chance to visit every base in the United, in the world, but for sure everyone in the United States of America. I was born blessed, and the devil think he gonna negate that or dumb that down? I tell you what, it ain't gonna happen. Period. Period. I don't understand defeat. I figure you can work till you die. And you can either be a winner or you could be a loser. But one thing I know for sure, it's whatever is in your heart. Because if you are a born-again believer, you have God inside of you. You have Jesus inside of you. And you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. And that makes you and gives you the capability of being a winner. Now, you have to either dumb that down, or you can either believe the lies, or you could just settle because you're stuck. But you can't blame it on God. You cannot blame it on God, because God gave you the ability to be the best. God gives you his Spirit, and his Spirit is a spirit of excellence. Being less than that does not come from him. He never said it was going to just fall down from heaven and fall. No. Mm-mm. Even Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is daylight, for the night cometh and no man can work. Somebody determined that they were going to work for the devil and sabotage my ministry, take it off. I got a message for you. You got that blow in. I'm not fighting you back. I'm turning the whole thing over to God. God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay.
Everybody knew us as Satan is an original lion. And I want to tell the whole world that Satan lose. Man, it's so fun to see, I'm fun to see Satan lose. Such a fun to see, I'm fun to see Satan lose. Jesus is the winner man, the winner man, the winner man. Chapter 2, Satan lose. Jesus was born in a manger, and at his temptation, Satan lose again. Defeated at the Mount of Transfiguration. It's a fun to see, a fun to see Satan lose. But it's a fun to see, a fun to see Satan lose. run, Satan lose. Jesus rose up triumphantly from the grave, and he was ascended. Yes, he's coming back again.
Jesus is the winner, man, brothers and sisters. If you don't believe it, look at your sport. Look at all your sports. All your sports have winners. They have losers, too. But the winners determined they were going to win, and they won. Some of them win with a lot of bruises and scars from being in the competition. There is no competition in Christ. There's no competition in Christ. Some of you got a mixed up mindset. Listen, one of the home churches, that's why God is saying now, I've got to walk in a sent one capacity. I've got to build and teach, and do it quickly. That's why all the other things that were going on while the enemy was coming in from the left, I was building on the right. When the enemy started coming in from the right, I moved to the center, started building. What did God tell Jeremiah? Build, pluck up. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. As he's establishing you, he's keeping you from evil. I had a conversation. Some of you, I'm sorry. I hate that word, sorry. I apologize, because I'm not sorry. Never have been. Sorry is a sorry word. We didn't say that in my mother's house. We said, I apologize if you're apologizing for something. Sorry is kind of like a self-inflicting curse. And you know, sometimes we do that. But that's a whole, I've taught on self-inflicting curses and curses you inflict on yourself through your words. But I'm excited because I got a whole new range of teaching coming out next week. I hope you signed up not only on this blog talk, but we have two other blog talks, three altogether. One is the spirits are subject unto you. This one. We're actually going to have four. One is going to be dedicated to prayer. So I want to thank all you winners that you did not allow that ridiculous witchcraft tactics of the devil to run you off, to scare you, put fear in you. That's what he does. And those of you that your pattern is, when it don't go your way, then it ain't no good. That's stupid too. Because life wasn't designed to go your way. Life, our life is designed to go God's way. And then we, can I tell you a little, one thing about Jennifer, would you hit one? Would you hit one? I asked you to do something. Okay. I wanted to share with you some good news. You were created for good news. You were created for God's best. Don't allow the devil. You know what? I always used to, I know anything God, anything you know how to do, anything that God has trained you to do, you can do it over and over and over and over again, and it'll be successful over and over and over and over again. Because God knows ain't nobody perfect but him. He's the only perfect one. Melody, if you're on here this morning, I want you to press 1 on the blog talk. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
I have your mic open.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you need to either maybe move a little closer or speak up.
Here, I'll take my headset out here. That might be better.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Do you want me to just kind of share what we talked about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord leads you. I want you to let the Lord lead you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good morning, Tedline. I just wanted to share something that was really special and that I hope that it encourages somebody who hears it, because it's about just what I've realized about my relationship, my personal relationship with God. And a lot of that came into my understanding was elevated, especially over the 8 days of miracles, of personal miracles. And I saw God move on behalf of my daughter in an incredible way, a way that actually defied any natural, it didn't make sense in the natural how it happened, but he did it. And when he did it, it was a huge increase of faith for myself and for my daughter. And it really rocked my world and hers. And what I realized was, Dr. Erica, you talked to us a lot about it's not just what we're delivered out of, it's what we're delivered into.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I am really enjoying what God delivered me into and is delivering me into. That is so, I'm really, every day I was reflecting, we come on in the morning and we get a morning message and there's prayer and there's revelation, there's scripture, and we get taught every day about deliverance, inner healing, exorcism, biblical foundations, the gospel. We hear testimonies. But something else that I don't know if people really understand is that you share so many little intricacies of your day and your walk with God. And the anecdotes that you share or the stories that you tell, everything, what I realize is every single thing that is shared on this line is a lesson. And it's a lesson in how to walk, for me, how to walk in my life personally, professionally, and in ministry. And what started happening, and I really noticed it, was that God started ministering to me about those lessons. So it's like we come on and you always say, Dr. Erica's life lesson. And I feel like God has been giving me life lessons at the same time. And he is speaking to me, honestly answering my prayer, which is always more of you, God, less of me, and to increase my faith and to also increase the gift of discerning so that I can hear God above and beyond anything else, any of the static, any of the noise, that peace and hearing and knowing God. Because if I can hear God, then my faith is in him, and I know that I'm going to step forward the right way that he wants me to. And I realize, like, I am really living that right now in a way that I didn't even understand what I was praying for, but I knew that I wanted it, if that makes sense. And it's like a magnet, and he draws you in, and that strength of that, the closer you get and the more you surrender to him, the more he shares. And some days it's so much and so fast, like there was one day I couldn't write down enough what was just coming to me reading the word and reflecting on things. And I woke up this morning praying, and I asked for a scripture, and he gave me Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." And faith is such a gift from God. And he is the one that gives us that gift. And just, I guess, you know, when I shared that with you, and why I'm sharing it all with you, brothers and sisters, is that no matter what, God has that personal relationship with each of us that looks different. There's no, it's like a fingerprint, right? His relationship with us is unique to us. And I am always seeking for that communing with him, like Abraham had with him, is what I want. And when that is there, it's so big, it doesn't leave room for anything else as the enemy. And it just is really elevating. It just feeds your faith. It brings you up further, even more in faith. So I just, it's been, you know, I think, talk about, it's been an interesting few months back, I think back to February, there's been so many things happening spiritually, and just trusting in God and really surrendering to him has my faith exponentially. And I'm a different person today than I was even 2 days ago because of that. And I have been, I think last month was probably about 3 years that I've been listening and under the covering of this ministry. And I have learned so much, and I have so much more to learn. And I'm excited about that. I'm just excited about Jesus. And I just wanted to share that this morning.
Praise God. I think I see Monica. Do you still have sound in the Blog Talk? I got a text that the Blog Talk lost sound. I'm gonna hit somebody. I'm gonna see. I hope that didn't happen. So hold on, Monica. Will you dial 1? Audio clear on Blog Talk. Okay, great, Monica. I want the people to know that yours wasn't just Monica, can you hear me?
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Tell people how you feeling. Tell people.
I'm feeling wonderful.
And tell people how your house church went, son.
Oh, it was super powerful. It was super powerful. I had my 11-year-old niece here, who was just lifting up her hands, praising the Lord, and tears were just streaming down her eyes. And she came over and she gave me a hug because we were all worshiping the Lord. The Holy Spirit was just moving, and she wrapped her arms around me, and I was praying with her, and I said, "Lord, what you just finished doing for me, I ask that you do for her as well."
Amen.
And I was able to share just a little nugget from each of the 8 days of miracles that God had did. And so on Wednesday, when we have our spirits are subject unto you Bible study, it was such a blessing. It was such a blessing to read myself through the book, Spirits Are Subject Unto You. And I was amazed. I was just like, wow, I fully understand what I am reading, because I had just went through the whole integrated healing prayer.
That's right.
It was awesome.
That's right.
It was
right.
Awesome.
You got it.
It was amazing. I'm like, praise God. And now I'm just even more excited to continue as we go on reading our Wednesday Bible studies, just so I can learn more about everything that happened. It is priceless.
And this is what got me. What was Pastor Richard's message about Sunday?
Oh, man, it was about Jonah. Okay. It was about Jonah, how when he ran away from God, and he knew he ran away, and the people on the ship were questioning, why are we in such turmoil? And because of his rebellion, the storm broke loose, and they were questioning, and the lot fell on him. And so they had to literally throw him overboard and say, get out. We don't want to be in this storm. You're the cause of this storm. Bye-bye. It was just amazing. It was amazing. God is moving, and we are going to – the best is yet to come.
Brothers and sisters, the best is yet to come. The best thing you can ever get in your life is to get fully delivered. Tell, what's the difference between when you thought you were delivered and being fully delivered?
Okay. I knew I was delivered when I went to Georgia the first time. There was just things that, like you mentioned a couple weeks ago, you had to tear down all of that witchcraft in my life. The second time I went, it was for my family. The third time that I went, it was for my son and a little bit for me. And I made the mistake. And I got back on that plane, and I cried all the way home, and I had to still trust God, but in a different way. I had to have more faith to believe that regardless if I'm back on this plane, you are still going to do something, God. Even though I made the mistake, you were still going to do something. Little did I know that God was going to do what he did in those 8 days of miracle. I cannot put a price on it. So now I feel like my spirit, my regenerated spirit, like I said, feels born again, like born again, like for real. And that is the difference. You go, you get deliverance, but then when you go do the integrated healing part of deliverance, that's when you feel, I know that I know that I know that I know that God, you did this. Because when I said there was all that inside of me, no wonder why I only stayed at the foothill of the mountain versus going to the top of the mountain. Because my life's journey and my desire, like my burning desire, was to get to the top of the mountain, not just stay at the foothill. And it has just been, I'm still thanking God every single day since the last day of our 8 days of miracle. I thank him every day. When I worship, the words have meaning. When I read, the words have, it is just powerful. I feel it in my regenerated spirit. And tears come to my eyes. I keep thanking God. And it's only a matter of time before I get to see even more of what God is doing. I just feel so blessed, and it's priceless. I couldn't even put a price on it, because you just can't when it comes to the spiritual things of God, the supernatural things of God. Is beautiful, Dr. Erica.
Oh,
and Jesus believers all over the world.
I just love the way you put it, because you didn't even know I was going to ask Carl on you this morning. Jennifer.
No.
I had to talk to Jennifer. Jennifer being cool, she being cool on here. But when I talked to her, she ain't cool. Trust me, she ain't cool.
No, I'm not that cool. And what's happening with me and Jesus right now, and I will spare you all the serenade of me and Jesus, but what's happening is something that is so sweet. It is so rich. It is so fulfilling, and it is so transformative. It's awesome.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I think that's about it for this morning. I'm getting ready. Get ready to go to school. Those of you ministers, get ready to go to school. I'm going to finish up what I'm doing. I thank God I ain't where I'm going to be, but I'm a long way from where I came from.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's blessing me. When you brought the spiritual subject unto you up, Monica.
Mm. Yes.
You have to read that by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's the thing about that book, that I couldn't put it into words, but you put it into words for me this morning.
Amen. Amen.
You put it into words for me. So what I'm going to do anyway, because Wes asked me to do it, I'm going to put it on audio. And I'm going to put every chapter on the Spiritual Subject Unto You Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to go through, and maybe since you've been through that, maybe you want to go through it with me on there and
of
read
course.
Every chapter, all 13 chapters. But the Lord just used you, Monica. And Jennifer yesterday, and others of you that I talked to, because you don't understand. When I call you up, and there's some others, I just can't call your name right now, but I'm going to call it after God finishes. It's about five or six other miracles. I mean, straight up miracles took place during those 8 days that I know about. The reason I wanted Melody's life has been a different testimony, and I'm not going to give her testimony because I want her to give it. But she done got a raise on her job. She had laid her head down on her desk, and the boss came up to her, gave her a raise on the job. I got other people, their businesses have just went from one level to another higher level in revenue. They make more money. You see, brothers and sisters,
amen.
Who is covering you is important. All right?
Yes.
And I don't have to get on here and boast about Erica, because Erica is a servant. But I can boast about the Lord Jesus Christ. I can boast
amen.
About the difference between being in him and being out of him. I can boast about the difference. You see, the big problem I'm having with Satan is I won't take down. I know people can be fully delivered. I know it because it happened to me, okay? When God
amen.
Supernaturally delivered me, it was sovereign. It was sovereign, and he delivered me for real. I didn't know nothing about no deliverance minister. I didn't know nothing about no deliverance, period. I didn't know nothing about nothing. All I knew is I was sitting in a tent, under a tent, You hear me? Elevated 3 feet in the air because I was a terrible person. Terrible. And that's why the devil tests me. He tests me. What is he testing? My faith, of course. Because my flesh don't mean nothing, and neither does yours. The test, the Bible said, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The Bible says, let patience have its perfect work in you. It takes God to reveal all the lies you believe. And it takes God to bust those lies up, turn those lies around, and show you what the truth of the matter is. It takes God.
Amen.
And if there was no need for God, you wouldn't have come to me for deliverance in the first place. What happens is you come here, people come here, and God reveals the hidden works of darkness. God reveals those things that could never be broken off of you because you don't know them. And look, these therapeutic way they do deliverance, I could do that, but that doesn't work. It's not permanent. It's therapy. And therapy is designed to keep you coming back and back and back and back. Forget that. Get delivered. Get set free. And use that anointing and freedom and power in you to help somebody else. And the only reason God delivered you, brothers and sisters, there's only one reason God delivered you. And that's why, because he loved you. He loved you for real. He loved you better than you love yourself. He loved you better than you could ever love yourself, because you can't die for yourself and resurrect yourself and regenerate yourself. You can't do it. But God can. God can. Oh, that I might know him, Paul said. Oh, that I might know him in the fellowship of his suffering and in the power of his resurrection.
Oh,
You must be born again. Your Holy Spirit must regenerate your human spirit. God must regenerate, cause to be made new, your human spirit. Born in the image and likeness of God. Do you love him this morning? I do. You got to love him to know him. And you got to know him to love him. So don't forget how you were before you got the little bit of deliverance that you got. For many of you, there's much, much more. For others of you, you keep on being blessed. For others of you, the Bible says, you must work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling before God. The devil done tricked some of you into thinking it's you. It ain't you. It's supposed to be Christ in you. Christ in you. The enabler, the comforter, allowing you to function in a demonstrable manner of God on earth. And God has to keep filling you and feeding you. Read your New Testament. They were filled and refilled. Filled and refilled. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm loving my new studio here on the altar. Got everything on the altar. Got everything on the altar. Everything dedicated up to God off the floor from down there. I got everything on the altar. How about you? When you do that, the main thing God wants is you, your heart. It's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. Does he have your heart? Can he use you in the way he want to use you? Or are you still trying to relegate him to do it your way? It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. See, you got to put everything on the altar, including yourself. Number one, yourself. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Are you hearing me this morning? God wants all of you. He wants your heart. Are you ready and willing to put yourself on that altar? That's the question. I heard this story about this young woman named Brooke. Somehow God had her in the area where a man had a wreck, car wreck. That thing impressed me. It went straight to my heart when I heard it. She got out of her car, got on her knees and prayed for this man for 2 hours. Can you imagine the selflessness to do that? The man didn't make it, but you know what? It wasn't because she didn't pray and believe. She just got to take her faith to the next level. But she got to understand, too, it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. Are you ready to put everything on the altar today? Are you ready to put all of you on the altar? So God can work with you. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh.
And he knows all about it.